Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is indeed the broadcast for October the 12th. In the year of our Lord, 2016, hour 2 at 2, the goal always, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Welcome to the broadcast. Since we had our guest on, Larry Pratt, and I wanted to get right to him, I didn't cover the recap in its entirety. I covered hour 1, but hour 2 yesterday, we had our guest on, Mr. Alan Phillips, VaccineRights.com, PandemicResponseProject.com. And we talked about Sean Hannity says, I have to attack Glenn Beck because that's what my martial arts training teaches. Wow, Sean, I didn't realize martial arts was offensive like that, my friend. Sean Hannity responds to Megyn Kelly, accuses her of supporting Hillary Clinton. Megyn Kelly hits Donald Trump for only going on Sean Hannity's program and only going on safe places. To some degree, it's true. I'm waiting for Donald Trump to come on Liberty Roundtable Live. And by the way, that is a safe place. It would be very fair to Donald. Would be very appropriate, and you know what, we've done so, if you want proof, to both of his sons already. We need to interview Ivanka now and Donald himself. We're waiting on those interviews, by the way. The GOP, though, tumbles towards anarchy. It's every person for him or herself. Also, a video shows Ted Cruz making phone calls for and backing Donald Trump now. Utah GOP chairman, guy's name is James Evans, he's still voting for Donald. By the way, he's an African-American. He says, I'm still voting for Donald, and I believe other Republicans will as well. President Pence, ladies and gentlemen. The Wall Street Journal talks about how it could be President Pence. They got a very weird way they expect it to happen. Donald gets elected, then backs out and turns it over to Pence. Donald said he's not going to do that, so it's a non-starter, Wall Street Journal. Nevertheless, the Clinton campaign desperately wanted Donald Trump as the GOP nominee, they claim. I don't believe that's true, but nevertheless, what Donald Trump used to say about Bill Clinton's victims. So there's kind of an about face by the Donald. But again, Donald's been in reality TV and entertainment so long. Half of what the Donald says you got to take as Howard Stern-esque and ignore most of it. Not because what he says isn't important, but because it's all relative to what you're discussing. If you're in the entertainment business and you're on Howard Stern and you want to create a salacious program for ratings, I'm not saying I support doing that. I don't do that stuff. But I can see that's different than running for president. So if you take the statements made and you put them in the right context, they're not near what it seems, right? Did Trump retaliate against Nancy O'Dell, the married woman who spurned him? Yes, he did, they're saying. But how about the retaliation of Hillary? To the women that Bill Clinton, I won't even go there, right? Wow. Alan... That's Alan Phillips. Our guest went to a Vax showing. That means the film Vax, talking about vaccines, a documentary. Joint producers, Del Victory and Polly Tommy were there. And Alan Phillips, attorney at law for Vaccine Rights, was able to be in a Q&A with them and then spend some time with them. Incredible for those folks to be working together. That's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday's second hour. News the networks refuse to use today starts now. Kurt Crosby's with me, and we're going to talk about this article that I wrote right after the RNC, Republican National Convention. They started attacking me for appearing at the RNC. And so I wrote an article in response to them, but I never released it. And I just somehow felt like after I wrote it that it wasn't time to release it. Now is the time, my friends. Headline from Sam Bushman's article, Clown Media Shows True Colors, fails in effort to label Donald Trump and syndicated radio talk show host Sam Bushman racists. Yeah, there you have it, Kurt.
And it goes, ever since I, Sam Bushman, a totally blind, nationally syndicated radio broadcaster, scored an incredible interview with Donald Trump Jr. on Super Tuesday, March 1, 2016, the week media has been making fools of themselves, trying to brand both Donald and myself with undefinable terms such as white supremacist and racist. This is quite interesting since I am a totally blind and have no idea what race someone is unless I'm told by others. Of a truth, I can't even confirm what race I am. Guilt by association is the trump card the clown media is playing to promote their evil, race-baiting, politically driven agenda. Their goal is simple: to destroy America and derail the next president of the United States. As a side note, they would love nothing more than to discredit the new media taking center stage. Good luck with that one. The yesteryear clown media is becoming irrelevant and melting down fast. Believe me, believe me. Since our Trump Jr. blockbuster interview, I've made it a personal goal to expose the clown media and their deceptive divide-and-conquer tactics. As a veteran broadcaster, I went through proper channels and obtained FBI-reviewed Secret Service stamp credentials. After obtaining a blessing from the Secret Service, I, along with my co-host Kurt Crosby, took to the airwaves broadcasting our daily Liberty Roundtable radio show live from inside RNC 2016 in Cleveland, Ohio. We conducted several award-winning interviews that without a doubt shattered the clown media's false narrative. We asked countless high influential people at the RNC a simple question: is Donald Trump a racist? The answer was a resounding no. A few excerpts from just a few of our Liberty Roundtable interviews will set the record straight once and for all. First one would be interview with Leon Krause, LA News Desk anchor for Univision. Bushman said, "Do you think Donald is a racist?" Leon says, "No, I think he's a nativist, which is not really the same thing," end quote. Then the next interview with Black Talk show host Tracy Winbush from AM 1490 there in Ohio. She's a Trump Republican delegate, and her website, tracyandfriends.com. Sam said, "What do you think of Obama?" She said, "I think Obama was the worst choice of a president we could have ever had. His policies have set us back decades. We need to get rid of him." Sam said, "I am white and you are black." She said, "No, I thought you were black." Sam said, "Do you think Donald is a racist?"
Hold on, Tracy, see what I mean? Said, it's pretty hard to know what race you are when black people are telling me that I'm black, Kurt. How do you cope with that?
Good point,
you know?
Good point. She said, "He wasn't a racist until he became a politician. If you're willing to stand for principle and you're white, you're a racist. Black," she says, "if you're black, you are a sellout." In the interview with Tom Marino, congressman of Pennsylvania, you said, "Sam, the mainstream press tries to make us believe it's nothing but divisionary. Your comments." Mr. Tom Marino said, "Look at the mainstream press. They're liberals. They want the government to take care of them, the people that are working for them, and so certainly they're not going to tell the truth." You said, "They're saying Donald Trump is a racist. What do you say?" Tom Marino, congressman of PA, said, "Well, I tell them to look in the dictionary and look up the meaning of the word racist. Here is what the liberal media does. I was a prosecutor for 18 years. When I was in trial and the defense didn't have a good case, they didn't have the facts to argue. They tried to argue the law. When they didn't have the law on their side, they just made things up and lied about it. That's pretty much how I equate the mainstream media," end quote.
In the interview, I agree with the congressman on that one, sir.
Yep. In the interview with columnist Jamie Kirchick from the Daily Beast, you said, got 30 seconds. What are your last thoughts, Jamie? Jamie said, "It's been a pleasure to be on your show, and I hope to join you at some point in the future." You said, "Were we fair?" Jamie said, "It was great. You were very fair. I enjoyed it very much." In the interview with Joe Borelli, city councilman and Trump delegate from New York, you said, "What do you think of them calling Donald a racist?" He said, "Look, you know, I think it's unfair. Anything you can draw from the comments he has made cannot overshadow a life of dealing with people of minorities, people of color, women, everything." In the interview with Donald Trump Jr. From Super Tuesday, Donald I guess Donald Trump Jr. said the average American is finally getting it. They see it because I'll watch a speech for an hour. You will see it, and I am sure you can vouch for me on this one. He will say something in minute number 5. He'll say something in minute 15. He'll say something in minute 45, and they blend the three things together as though it was one thought, and they say, he's such a terrible person. Look what he said. It's so phony. Their party is over. Last sentence, the weak clown media has already lost. They just don't know it yet. Would someone please make the time to send them the memo?
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Clown media everywhere. We're taking them on like never before, though. LibertyRoundtable.com in seconds.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You got to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Clown media shows true colors, fails in an effort to label Donald Trump and Sam Bushman racists. I wrote the article. It's being published today. Kurt, any comments about that article? Though it's pretty detailed there. Documents the truth pretty well, I think. You were there to witness every single bit of it, right?
Yeah, it's a good point, Sam. And, you know, I don't know what else to add. It's, you know, I mean, it's there.
The point is, you were there with us. Kurt Crosby was doing all the behind-the-scenes work. Sometimes it's kind of like a, you know, a quarterback guy gets all the credit like me. But it really takes Kirk Crosby and everybody else to make sure that I could even, you know, get a hold of the ball, much less deliver it somewhere. And so I bring this up to say Kirk Crosby watched every bit of it, talked to every bit of those people, literally ran around and got all the guests for me and different things. It took a lot of work to make all this happen. But, Kurt, you saw all these people. Everybody was coming together to stand for liberty and stand for truth and stand for honesty. And the mainstream press just absolutely misrepresents the truth. They do it literally every single day. And they've literally attacked us in the most unfair terms you could possibly imagine.
Well, and we even had support from our, you know, I guess you could say it, chief racist of the network, you know, James Edwards, and our buddy, you know, as well, brother Matt was
Matt
there.
Matt Felak, our brother,
know,
you bet.
Yeah, you know, so we had lots of support, and yet, you know, you felt a little bit like being in a lion's den when you're surrounded with CNN, NBC.
I felt like that till CNN started bringing us water and stuff like that. Then I kind of felt
well. That's right. When you find the right folks and you spend a little time with them, you see that they, you know, what worries me is typically not the people that work there; it's the people at the top.
You're right about that. I agree.
That is the real problem.
Well, and Sean Bergen would be a perfect example. You know, he worked for a big old New York TV station, and we would have thought in the past that, hey, Sean may not be one of us. But lo and behold, he's completely one of us. He got rejected because he had the audacity when there was all kinds of black crime on crime and murder and everything. He's like, you know what? These children need dads in their home. Wham! They fired him, said he was a racist and everything else. Like, what? And now, you know, Sean Bergen's one of us over this whole thing. And so you're right. The people that worked were so nice, so kind to us. They let us get a picture in the CNN booth. They treated us kindly. They gave us water. I mean, they were very gentlemanly and appropriate. However, the problem is now CNN attacking big time me and James Edwards, though. And sadly, they're trying to divide us and the Trump campaign. And I haven't even endorsed Trump, but we're fair to them. Is the difference, Kurt. And I don't think the mainstream press wants that fair message to come across.
Well, that's a good point, Sam.
All right.
You know, they're supposed to have, you're not supposed to get along, you know.
And, well, I don't see why not. It's a good thing to get along, Kurt.
Yeah, it is.
I can even get along with the clown media and just acknowledge they're clowns. They're goofy. Because they're not acquainted with the truth. I mean, the idea that I'm a racist, Kurt, is so far from the truth, so far from anybody that knows me. I don't even need to go into the idea of defending myself because that's what they want me to do. They already know that I'm not a racist. They just want me to spend all my time defending myself, see, and not talk about anything else. So we'll reject that narrative, too, and just simply call them the clown media. And they show their true colors. They fail to basically create this racist idea for Donald Trump and Sam Bushman. And at the end of the article, they've already lost, Kurt, the media battle, too. They just don't even know it yet. Maybe, Kurt, would you send them the memo? Somebody's got to. Because these people don't even realize they're rendered irrelevant already.
I think that the only memos they really read are the ones that they send themselves.
So. And the ones they get from Hillary. Good point.
Well, yeah.
By the way, Trump as president is your next article, Kurt.
Well, are we talking about the UN?
Trump is, yeah, you bet. Yes, sir.
You know, and here's where the big shot at the UN is basically saying, oh, you know, it's a real danger to have Trump. And I guess what he's saying is
yeah, he might actually chop
UN...
off funding to the United Nations. I can see why this sucker's saying it's a danger.
I guess what he's really saying is that the UN would prefer Hillary. So, I mean, any of those
that's all the
real
more reason to back
UN...
Trump then, huh, Kurt?
UN lovers, you know, just jump in there for Hillary, you know what I mean? Because she's your girl.
Hillary's hostile. Whoa. Anyway, the article, or the... detail says Trump as president would pose global danger.
Yeah.
UN rights chief. And I guess Stephanie Nebege wrote the article or whatever.
Yeah. They basically say that they're worried that Trump would reverse some of the executive orders that.
Yeah, that'd be phenomenal.
Obama's put in place.
What do I got to do to get that to happen yesterday? Talk about a danger. We actually might protect America again.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty
a great
neat.
Point, Sam.
Wow. See the clown media. Are they going to report that? I don't think so.
No.
By the way, Kurt's got a back address. A sound recording of President John F. Kennedy for you, Kurt.
Well, yeah, the you know, and our buddy that was on with us yesterday, Alan Phillips, is who kind of let us know about that, Sam, and that you know, it's interesting when you listen to you know, JFK, basically there, you know, he's, I'm not sure if you'd say he's complaining about the media, but he was speaking right to the media. And he gave some very, I don't know if you got to hear it, but, you know, he called it the president and the press. And this recording was at a dinner for the American Newspaper Publishers Association. And remember, this is 1961. Ladies and gentlemen, so the papers, in my opinion,
and by the way, it's John F. Kennedy, a Democrat, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I just want to make sure people understand the landscape, because
very powerful group there, the Newspaper Publishers Association.
Powerful back then, a whole lot less powerful today, Kurt, because they're clown media.
That's right.
And they don't even know they're irrelevant yet.
Yeah, but it does show about what he felt about how important the power of the press, you know, and it's the same way, but thank goodness now there's a lot more options, and so people can get their info from other places. But it was interesting to me to see that, and then there's, you know, audio of that available. Pretty interesting stuff.
Yeah, and what's interesting about it is in his address to the American Newspaper Publishers Association, he basically talks about his discontent with the way the press is covering things, right? That they're just not telling the truth.
Well, he pretty much calls them in many ways kind of like the
problem
and not the, yeah, the problem and not the help
solution
for America. Yeah.
You got that right.
That they should be.
All right. I guess Hillary had a rally. It was a victory rally, and I think that sucker kind of went off the rails, Kurt.
Well, yeah, Sam. You know, she has gotten a number of these deals where during the rally, there's these people holding up these rape shirts, and that kind of messes up, as well as yelling out that same thing, kind of messes up her her events. And so that's happening more and more.
Now, this gentleman was wearing a Bill Clinton rape t-shirt, Kurt?
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
And
now, I guess,
know,
they quickly escorted him out. But here's my question, Kurt. Is wearing a t-shirt that says what you want on it, is that part of your free speech rights? Or?
Well, and this was a an African-American gentleman, Sam.
Wait a minute. None of those guys support Donald. He's a racist. Come on.
That's right. That's right. That's what we're told.
That's the lies we're told, yeah.
Yeah, good point.
Now, what I find fascinating about this guy got escorted out. Now, why would he have to be escorted out? Is he allowed to wear a Bill Clinton rape t-shirt if he wants to, or do we not have that opportunity in America anymore?
Good point.
I'm not sure why he was escorted out. Was he not allowed to have signs? Is there signage rules related to this? Anyway, Liberty Roundtable Live.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
This hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
3 years ago, legendary directors George Lucas and Steven Spielberg warned that Hollywood was on a financially unsustainable trajectory. The directors, who essentially invented the summer blockbuster genre, warned that over-leveraged studios are relying too heavily on them, and that one bad summer movie season could result in a film industry implosion. This summer may well have been the one Lucas and Spielberg predicted. Even the financially successful films underperformed, and several high-budget films, such as Spielberg's latest, The BFG, bombed. As with other sectors of the economy that have succumbed after being over-leveraged, the film industry is being bailed out by China, particularly the film distribution sector. 4 years ago, Dali and Wanda Group, a Chinese company, bought AMC Entertainment Holdings and is now in the bidding to purchase its rival Carmike Cinemas. Wanda got into the film production business in January by purchasing Legendary Entertainment, and his billionaire rival, Wang Xianlin, is trying to purchase a studio of his own. Chinese retail mogul Jack Ma, regarded by some measures as the world's wealthiest man, has also started to invest in film production by way of his Alibaba Entertainment Company, which partnered with Paramount to bankroll two films this summer, including the most recent Star Trek sequel. Significantly, Ma just announced a partnership with Steven Spielberg's DreamWorks Production Company. Republican Congressman John Culbertson of Texas has asked the Justice Department to investigate China's Hollywood investment strategy, describing the acquisitions as a way to allow Chinese state-controlled companies a significant degree of control over the financing and content of American media. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
So you got a black guy wearing a Bill Clinton rape t-shirt that gets into the Hillary rally right behind Hillary. He pops up at the right time right behind Hillary. They freaking escort him out. Now, I don't really know why the escorting out. I thought he could wear a shirt. I mean, if his shirt said, I love Hillary, would it be cool? Point. What if it said, I hate Donald?
That's a great
That'd be
point.
Cool with that, too.
Right at the end of the article, it says the man, besides being escorted out, then Clinton laughed and commented about it. She said, I do hope someone follows that gentleman out and stages an intervention. He obviously hasn't been paying enough attention to this election, end quote.
Yeah, of course not. Because if you stand with Trump, you're not paying attention. Now, what if it had something like, you know, Trump might have bad words, but Bill and Hill have bad actions? All I'm saying is it's fascinating that this person got escorted out, free speech being violated at every turn. Now, this was an African-American, Kurt, and what I don't understand is since there's no real supporters of Donald, since Hillary's, you know, surging in the polls. By the way, they're lying about that. And there's no African-Americans supporting Donald Trump because he's a racist. How does this all happen, Kurt? I don't understand how this even happens.
Well, as you already said, it's a lie, Sam.
Everybody supports Trump, pretty much. And you know
you
what?
Mean Hillary?
No, everybody supports Trump, not Hillary. Oh. When you go to the rallies, Trump's rallies are packed. Hillary's are desolate.
Yeah, good point.
Except for the black dude that supports Trump in the audience, you know, wearing his Bill Clinton rape t-shirt. Yeah. All right. Now, I guess the San Antonio folks are Trump supporters too, Kurt. I don't understand how this happens.
Well, yeah. You know, he had to cruise down to San Antonio, and while he was down there, a bunch of the motorcycle cops, they say, have committed criminal action because they wore some Trump caps and appeared in a Trump video, a short video that he tweeted with his Make America Great Again caps on. It was interesting to me. They say also that he picked up about $5 million in contributions down there in San Antonio and Dallas. But
it's also interesting. Anyway. These police, they want to do something crazy, Kurt. Did you see what it said they wanted to do?
Well, they will make America safe and great again together.
Yeah. Imagine an idea like that.
Now, it's interesting to me that this is against policy for them to, participate in political activity like this, and yet the president of the country can fly around and basically campaign for Hillary, and that's okay.
And it's amazing. The police should be able to advocate for who they believe will help them make America safe again.
That would be kind of like freedom of speech, right, Sam?
Yeah. So you got a black man in a Bill Clinton rape T-shirt getting kicked out of the rally. You got San Antonio Police Department. I guess they're considered motorcycle cops. They're wearing Donald Trump caps saying we're going to make America safe again, great again. These are all the people that aren't supporting Donald. Nobody supports Donald anymore, don't you know? Now, I guess the federal government's in the news, and they're not liking our Maricopa County sheriff down there, Kurt.
Well, it seems like Sheriff Joe has got a little bit of opposition, Sam. And what I'm thinking is it might be the perfect time for him to go ahead and escalate, you know, like Obama's escalating on him. It might be the time for him to escalate on Obama. What do you
think? But, Kurt, we're running around telling people to de-escalate, Kurt.
Yeah, but what I mean is...
I know.
So might just go ahead and...
Well, they say Joe actually is with his posse, he's getting closer and closer and closer to basically delivering on who forged the birth certificate for the Donald, Kurt.
Or you mean the birth certificate for...
I'm sorry, the birth certificate
Obama?
For Obama. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, so Obama, you know, faked a birth certificate, fraudulent, forged birth certificate, and they've been searching for the person that actually did it, and they think they might be very close. So we'll keep an eye on that ball. The question is, will Joe Arpaio go to jail before he can close in on the forger? It's kind of the real story that the mainstream press isn't willing or knowledgeable enough to tell you about. So that's kind of interesting. They say they're going to pursue criminal charges. Now, what about criminal contempt charges against Hillary, Kurt? If we're going to, you know, start doling out charges. I mean, Hillary has contempt charges should be filed against her big time. Destroying evidence, using hammers on, you know, government property and stuff like that. Destroying, what do they call those, crackberries or whatever?
Yeah, the blackberries.
I know, they call them crackberries, though, because people get too hooked on their email. And they're just like, I got an email message that came in. And people get kind of crazy on those things. Hillary's one of them. But anyway, they smashed the, you know, blackberries with hammers or whatever, destroyed evidence against a court order, literally perjured themselves before Congress. So, I mean, I think if we're going to be filing, you know, criminal contempt charges, I've got to, you know, put Hillary in that mix. All right, good news, though, Kurt. Of all of this, we've got some good news. Our buddy Tim Tebow's in the news.
And, well, that's right.
First off, he got signed to an incredible deal, right? That's the first thing to remind people.
Yeah, he's working as a, what is it?
With
New
the
York
Mets?
Mets.
Yeah.
Yeah, in their kind of like farm crew or whatever, and their minor league system, they call it. But while he was there, I guess one of the fans came up and was asking him to sign, or whatever, do an autograph. And the fan basically had a seizure while he was there, and Tim Tebow laid hands on him and prayed, and according to this report, it saved a fan's life from a seizure. So
now they'll probably arrest him for not having a medical license, don't you think, Kurt?
That's what I was thinking for sure.
That guy can't run around saving people.
Unnamed fan that had a seizure, but the seizure stopped when Tebow placed his hands on the fan and prayed. That's according to the ABC 15 reporter, Carrie Van Horn. I don't think you're going to see a lot of coverage for this, Sam. This is not the kind of story that the media, I mean, you know, there's no demeaning of, you know, the whole women talk and all that kind of stuff. It's not here. This is, good stuff. So they won't really bring it up.
Can we even cover this, Kurt?
We
anyway,
can.
I command Tim Tebow. I'm sorry, I don't mean command. Wow. I commend Tim Tebow for, you know what, having a calm head, doing what needs to be done, appealing to God Almighty for guidance and direction, and doing his best to care for a brother or sister. That's like bearing one another's burdens and serving other people and everything. Kurt, that's Christian-esque. I love it.
Yeah.
We need more of it. That's all I'm saying. Now, I hope all the liberal press that hangs on our every word is listening. So we're talking about de-escalating fights and divisions. We're talking about, you know, serving people and being kind to one another and ways to heal people and turning to God for, you know, guidance and peace and comfort and strength. And I mean, the mainstream press just got to love this, right, Kurt? All of our haters and stuff are just like, man.
Yeah, good point.
They're probably thinking we're great now. They're probably going to start writing phenomenal articles about us. Liberty Roundtable Live promotes peace and prosperity for the American people.
Yeah.
You know, join the Gun Owners of America today. You know, they're probably going to do stuff like that. Don't you think?
Don't hold your breath, Sam.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Tim Tebow saved fan from seizure after laying his hands upon him and praying. I like that, Kurt. I really like that.
Yeah.
Well, Amazon's in the news, Kurt. Is this good news?
Well, this is kind of the, I guess you could say, next in the whole kind of fight for being able to sell everything to everybody. And they say they're going to put up some small, like, convenience stores where, you know, you can buy your things like your meat and your, you know, basically your produce and stuff like that. You'll also be able to pick up, you know, same day stuff right there. So I guess you're going to see a whole bunch of little, I don't know, Amazon, what would you call them? Amazon
convenience stores.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, Kurt, I personally think this is great news. And I'll tell you why.
Competition?
The more competition we have, you nailed it. The more competition we have, the better. And when they up the ante to find ways to get products to us easier, you know, whether products are delivered to my door, same-day service, whether I literally order something online and run by on my way home from work and pick it up or whatever, there's a lot of stores that are doing this, and I love it. Right here in our community, Walmart, and another store that I go to, often called Macy's. And Macy's is a grocery store for people who live in Utah. Mm-hmm. For other people, it's a department store. But anyway, I bring this up to say you can literally order your groceries on Macy's. Then while you're driving to the store, text them a code and say, I'll be there in a second. They'll literally gather all your groceries up and run them out and put them in your car for you. Let's talk about that because I think it's part of the free market that's incredible. Liberty Roundtable Live.
I worry about my parents because I think smoking is going to harm them. I mean, it harms my mom. She coughs all the time. I'm just like, Mom, it's because of your smoking. But she's like, well, see, this is what you should look at. See me, I smoke and look at this. I'm just like, yeah, Mom, why don't you just try to quit?
Sometimes teenagers do know what they're talking about.
I've tried. I've brought them the little pamphlets that we get at school about not smoking. And I've, like, tossed it in front of them. I'm like, Mom, read this. We even got this thing from the American Cancer Society. It was this thing that you send around about not smoking because my mom sends those things out. And she's, like, sitting here folding them up. And I was like, Mom, are you really going to send those out? And she's like, well, yeah. And I was like, isn't that a slight bit hypocritical? She says, no, I'm going to send them out. I was like, well, don't you see something? These people are trying so hard to get people not to smoke. She was just like, well, I know it's wrong, and I know it's going to harm me, but it hasn't harmed me yet.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211 and take your free vigor test today. And you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, Ted Cruz is in the news, and a lot of, you know, Republicans are abandoning Trump, the mainstream press wants you to believe. And I think some are concerned about things. They don't know what to do. There's a fracture in the party without question. But Ted Cruz providing some real leadership, Kurt.
Well, it's pretty interesting to me to see the people that, for example, here in Utah, Cruz was pretty popular. And a lot of people, you know, went along with his views, of, you know, including, for example, Glenn Beck. And, of course, now that he's, well, doing this, then, you know, he doesn't seem to be worth following, apparently. But, yeah, the headline reads, Standing by Trump. Cruz says he's let loose, and he says Hillary Clinton is an absolute disaster. The author's Justin Green. The story goes, loads of Republicans are abandoning Donald Trump, and Ted Cruz is not on that list. He told a Texas TV station that Hillary Clinton is far worse. He said, I'm supporting the Republican nominee because I think Hillary Clinton is an absolute disaster. Now my difference is with Donald. I've articulated at great length in the campaign. But anyway, the bottom line is he's sticking with there and with the Donald. Right, Sam?
Yeah, and you know, I was kind of frustrated with Ted Cruz before and stuff because I don't believe he can be president of the United States. He's not a naturalized, I mean, he's not a native-born citizen or whatever. And, you know, a lot of people disagree with me on that. I'm not here to argue that debate except to say I was concerned about that. Now that Ted Cruz is not vying for president, you know what? I think Ted does a lot of good. I'm not against Ted Cruz. And I think for him to be a senator, for him to advocate for a president, and, you know what? I think that Ted Cruz and Donald might get a lot done together. I really think so.
Yep.
And so, you know, this is, in my opinion, a great development to see. And when Ted Cruz lets loose, you know, it really kind of puts it in perspective. By the way, our buddy, oh, what's that guy's name? Black dude ran for president just recently. Oh, yeah, Ben Carson.
Carson.
His name. Yeah. Anyway, sure. Ben went off in the media. And he says, you know what? Everybody's heard that kind of locker room talk. If you haven't heard it, you're living under a rock, not defending Donald at all. But you know what? Maybe it's people's virgin ears that are the problem. Now, I don't exactly agree with Ben because I don't want to in any way downplay what Donald's done. What he's done is completely wrong, Kurt. However, yeah. I will say this, though. Who hasn't heard that kind of talk? I have to agree with Ben. I've been in locker rooms and at sporting events and with men in business circles and everything else. And you know what? Men do talk like that. Now, I reject it and think it's wrong. Usually what I do is
real
just
men,
walk away.
Yeah, but
That's me.
That's right. Good point.
I agree. Real men don't do that. But, and I'm not defending that it's okay, but I am saying, let's not pretend you don't hear that or that doesn't exist, that it's just somehow Donald's off the rails and nobody else does this. Sadly, we've generated a society that does this, Kurt.
That's right. You know, a sexed up society. At least Donald did say he was sorry for it.
I think
I heard Hillary say she was sorry for
that Bill raped people.
You know, the rape thing, both supporting the rapist that you know, the one lady you know, said that she did. You know, I don't hear anything from them about
amen to that. By the way, we're ignoring bigger stories though when we devolve into the sex discussions and everything else. For example, headline says Afghan troops go missing in the United States,
well, yeah,
Kurt.
This is a Liberty News daily piece. Reuters is the source. And I guess they say that over the past 2 years, we've had 2,200 Afghan troops brought to the U.S. for training.
Now, why would we ever do that, Kurt?
Well, doesn't make any sense to me. But they say 44 of them have just disappeared. 8 of them have left military bases without permission. I guess, you know, they just took off. The Pentagon can't account for the whereabouts of the AWOL Afghan trainees. The Liberty News Daily piece says the obvious surmise is that they intend to remain in the country to live and work illegally. Since 2002, Washington has spent more than $60 billion to train and equip Afghan troops. You know, and you wonder what's wrong with the federal budget, huh? And the Obama administration has expanded that effort in recent years in the hope of ending U.S. involvement in the now 15-year-old conflict. It's believed that the Taliban controls more territory within that country than at any previous time since the U.S. invasion and occupation began back in 2001. Anyway, interesting to know. At least I didn't see that anywhere else, did you?
No, and that needs to be talked about. I appreciate Reuters for bringing it up, and I appreciate Liberty News Daily for focusing on it. Where's everybody else, though? This is a national security breach. I mean, we ought to scour the nation for these people. This is absolutely crazy. When might these people, trained by us, funded by us, brought here by us, when might one of these people go off and commit some kind of an act of terror or something else? It's just Afghan troops go missing and we just can't be accountable. We don't even know. And then they're going to run around and go, Sam Bushman's a threat. Sam Bushman believes in freedom and the Constitution. He's dangerous. Sam Bushman actually believes in God, family, and country. He wants to protect life, liberty, and property. He wants to de-escalate and work to get along with one another. These people are crazy, Kurt. All right, Comcast is in the news. They're not very kind, the Comcast folks, Kurt.
Well, yeah, Comcast has got some trouble, Sam, but I think they're big, pretty good-sized donors to the political class.
Not to my political class, sir.
Well, yeah. But anyway, they say the FCC might go after them. And the reason is, Sam, they want them to put on their bills and only charge you for what you owe.
What?
I mean, imagine that.
Why would they do that?
Yeah. Anyway, I guess they had a 2-year investigation. The FCC did. It's thank goodness we got things like the FCC to take care of this, because I always feel like, you know, they'll get right to the bottom of it. This Senate investigation also, you know, went in there, and they've criticized Comcast and Time Warner Cable, now, by the way, owned by Charter Communications, for often failing to refund customers who had been mistakenly charged for cable boxes.
Well, then we ought to do that for the IRS, then. When the IRS audits people and claims they owe all kinds of money that they don't owe, and maybe we need a class action lawsuit against the IRS for the same thinker.
That's a great point, Sam. Yeah, yeah.
All right, anyway, are you going to get some money back for the Comcast people, Kurt? You expect a check, don't you?
I doubt it, you know, Sam.
Yeah, usually the government will just keep all that.
Yeah.
What, $2.3 million? Yeah. You know, you might get back like a quarter, huh, Kurt?
Well, I mean, it's
the government will
fair.
Take the rest for their services.
Yeah.
You know, you'd just be wronged twice. Now, I bet you that will probably decrease your bill when the, you know, Comcast private company has to pay big money to the feds. Then it'll probably lower your bill, don't you think, Kurt?
Nope.
Not. Come on. That's the point that I'm getting at, is almost adding insult to injury, in my opinion. Not because Comcast is right, but because, hey, the government just doesn't make it any better. All right, Glenn Beck's in the news. And I have a hard time. Every time I find something to agree with Glenn on, he does something so stupid that I don't know how to respond to that. And so it's kind of a... Glenn Beck is saying that he's going to vote for Darrell Castle and Scott Bradley. I commend him for that stance. Then he goes off the rails again so fast I can't even hardly get out that I like something Glenn does before it goes wrong again, Kurt.
That's right. And the our local, some of our local media where we live, KSL, put this in their headline. They've got Glenn Beck, : Hillary Clinton could be a, quote, moral, comma, ethical choice for Republicans. They're quoting this piece from CNN. You know, as far as I know, KSL's never put a piece up by Liberty News Daily, but boy, they'll put up CNN stuff in a heartbeat. And I guess when he was asked about this, he said, it's not acceptable to ask a moral, dignified man to cast his vote to help elect an immoral man who is absent decency or dignity. That's what he wrote on Facebook in reference to Trump. If the consequence of standing against Trump and for principles is indeed the election of Hillary Clinton, so be it. At least it is a moral, ethical choice. So what I read when I read the whole statement is that he's not saying Hillary is a moral, ethical choice. He's just saying that if he chooses to vote for whoever, the repercussions of it, you know, if he chooses Darrell Castle and in Texas Hillary wins where he lives, then it's not his fault. He chose that choice, I guess, is what he's saying. But
and this is where I get so much mixed discussion, Kurt. I agree that it's a sin to vote for a wicked person.
Yeah.
Okay, that's why, you know what, I'm not voting for Donald. However, again, if we're going to talk about the lesser of two evils, okay. If we're going to talk about, you know, it's bad to vote for immoral people, what if you say this guy's far from perfect, but he's 10 times more moral than the other gal? All I'm telling you is that I don't really think voting for Hillary is an ethical choice at all, Kurt. I mean, you're voting for pro-abortion. You're voting for literally communist principles to be brought to America under the guise of liberty. You're voting. Anyway, so you know what? Donald, out of the mix for a minute. I think that Glenn Beck supporting Darrell Castle and Scott Bradley is wonderful. I endorsed first. Glenn, I'm glad you jumped aboard the train, my friend. Good for you. However, don't act like Hillary's way better than the Donald. You'll never get anywhere with that. The American people are too smart, Glenn Beck. Just saying. All right, thanks for being along for the ride. 2 hours in the can. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use tomorrow. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. This nation shall endure.